Okay. Not so good, obviously. Okay. What?
Well, not the. Not the
no,
no. He asked me something else. He asked me about the Arizal's addition by Shevenu. Nothing to do with that. Of course you should do that. Whatever Chazal, whatever the Rishayim put in, whatever is printed in the big letters there, you say. Okay, we are in Yud Amud Beis, and we are up to. Right. So we just said that any kala that's new of a base chametzah, I'll give the exact address in a second. But a yud amud beis right across from Tosfos, the kara of Rachel called Gabi Gufa. So it says there, Amar Ablazer she kissed the penah beis chamia, that Tamar had covered her face when she was in her father-in-law's house, so that Yehuda never had seen her before. Amar Shmuel Bar Yochai never been to kala she's new of a base chamia. So I come here to spend a malachim leviim. That's what we're up to. But now, how do I know that? Mitamar, Nevi'im Dersim Chazon Yishayahu Ben Amutz, the Trashi Amutz, Yehovim, that's what we're up to. I think we did the Rashi. If not, let's go back one more Rashi. She kissed the Penev the Beit Chamiyev, and they raw us the Kalayam, she gives them a Beit Chai. He didn't see her all the days that she was growing up in his house. Remember, she came out young. Levichach Lehikaba, therefore he didn't recognize her. Now, Rashi, the Bach brings a Lishna Achrina. She kisses the Penev the Beit Chamiyev, Hachikamar. Ava Bishahoya Beliba Shitamar, different Pshat. Even though he was suspicious that this might be Tamar, Tayahoya Bekachalim Acheresi, Shaitam Etznuahi. He discounted his suspicion because how would Tamar do this? So therefore, even though he might, his Zabanaba Beis Chamea means she was very tzniistic. Not that he never saw her, according to the second Pshat and Rashi. He did see her, but he saw how she behaved, her tzniist, and therefore, discounted that she would be the one waiting here at the crossroads.
What was the thought that she might have been?
Because according to the second Pshat and Rashi, he did see her. So he knew what she looked like.
Oh, so she knew. So
again, there's two Pshat and Rashi. Back to Rashi. Amutz, Abim Shi Yishayahu. Amatya, he was the father of Yishayahu, and Amatya, Melech Yehuda Achim Hava. Amutz, who was the father of Yishayahu, who was a Navi, and Amatya, who was a king, were brothers. Amatya is Eretz David Haya. Amutz, Achim Navi Haya. Even Amutz was a Navi. The Gemara says in Megillah, whatever identifies a Navi with the name of its father was also a Navi. So we don't even have to say that Yishayahu was a Navi. Amutz was a Navi. The Alma of Nevi'im Nafik Minay. So we see that Nevi'im came out and kings came out. Nevi'im Dachsim Chazay Yishayahu Amutz, Malachim Yidavid. We have it handed down from our forefathers. Amutz Amatya Achim Havu. Dr. Gemara Viter. He mutzeis. She was being taken out to be burned because Yehuda paskins Tisara Ve'esh when Yehuda was told she's pregnant. He mutzeis me by way. The word for burnt should have been not taken out mutzeis, which also means taken out, right? It should have said misseis, which means taken out. Now, I don't know, Dikduk, why misseis means more taken out than mutseis. Rashi says mutseis is the lashon of found. Misseis is the lashon of taken out. So the correct word here would have not been found. There was nothing found. It was she was being taken out to be burnt. So Rashi, he misseis, that means being swept out. He mutzeis mashma lashon metzia. What was found?
Must be the top.
Yeah, it could be. I said I don't know. I'm not going to comment, but that's yes.
Right. Sounds like she's found.
Zok Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar. La'acha shenimtzu simaneha. After she they found the simanim of. She had those three things that Yehuda had given her as a collateral, because the pasuk tells us when Yehuda had the relationship with her, he gave her collateral, and he was going to pick it up and give her two goats, and she never was found, so that she had the collateral. But Samach Mem, we don't say the word out, the Sutton came, Berichkan, and the Sutton came, and he made her lose it. He distanced it from her. because this was, again, these are Gemara that I can't explain, but he wanted his Tanner to be burnt. He didn't want David ever to appear. So therefore, he didn't want David to appear, so because he was Esav, Samach Mem is the Sar Shal Esav, and to him, he wanted to get rid of David HaMelech. One of the ways he could get rid of David HaMelech is to prevent Tamar from having a child by having her burnt. Now, obviously the Rabbeinu Shlom orchestrated it this way, that this should be another test for Tamar as she's being taken out to be burned. Her only hope of saving herself is being taken away from her, so she should daven more to the Rabbeinu Shlom. V'rich ba Gavriel v'kirvan. So she davened to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and Gavriel came, Malach Gavriel, and he brought it back closer to her. Meaning, her tefillahs helped, the Targum Yonis in there says, her tefillahs helped that these things were found. So this was one more necessary step that Tamar had to undergo, and I don't know why, but this is what the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted to undergo. Test her by the fact that these things were not being found now, and then she would not be able to produce them. And say, L'isha she'ela loy, anoichi hara, and she davened, and the Rabbeinu Shlom helped the Gavriel, came and brought it close to her. I know the chsevs. L'amnatzeach al yoynas elim rechokim l'dovid michtam. Yoynas elim means she was, her resvana were taken away from her, right? And yoynas means she was like quiet like a dove or davened like, I'm not sure. We'll see what Archko has to say. Rechokim, yoynas elim means like a dove that is quiet, I believe. What?
Dove of silence.
Dove of silence, Rechaikim. And the result was the Dove of Michtam. She accepted the din of the Rabbeinu Shlom. She davened, but she had no tightness in the Rabbeinu Shlom. Like a dove that is quiet, silenced. The Dove of Michtam, she yatsim imenu Dove, shayim mach v'tam l'chav. Dove came out, who was a humble, and tumim means not crooked, the opposite of crooked, straight, more than straight. Tremeth, no political maneuvering. Stam, tumim b'maisav, and that came about, seems like, with this extra schuz. She got a grandson David who had this ability to be a mach v'tam. That's what the Gemara is saying, Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Simanao, the signet, psilim is, what's the psilim? The string? What? The
wicks.
The wicks? I don't know, wicks. I thought it was like strings or something. Shabbat HaMachmem Shusar Shaladam Ruchim Deshit Tisarif V'yata David Be'ben and David shouldn't come out HaMakas Edom Be'Gay Melech who would kill out Edom in Gay Melech's name of location. Yainis Elim Ruchaykim Al Yisra Achonka Shanasas Menei Ruchaykim which Shabbat would perform. To the one who David will come out of.
So, yes. So I'm
really
a little confused. What does that mean? She should be burnt as white again?
Because the Sar Shel Adayim doesn't like David HaMelech.
I'm talking about Yehuda.
Why did he tell her to be burnt?
Yeah.
Because she was Mazana as a Shemer Shevam.
That deserves
because she was a Bita Shoshem, Rashi says, even though this Gemara seems to go that she wasn't Bita Shoshem, he said she should be burnt, yes.
That's
a good question, I'm not sure. I heard you, I don't know. Not sure.
I'm sorry.
I heard your question, you want me to say it for you, I can say it for you. Why is she Chayv Shreifa? What? No, not that I know of. Yes. Oh, by the way, I'm just throwing. People were going around a few days ago quoting it as a fact that Vini Nar Baicha was Aaron. It was being said here a few days ago that Batim Tachma Tereyos Ayelat Vini Nar Baicha Nar means Aaron. Well, it's a Cheskuni, but all the other Rishonim don't learn that way. It's not like that simple shot in the pasuk. I went to look it up because I usually remember things like that. I can't say I always do. I have a very short memory. But I usually remember a little bit that I once And it's not in the Archai Makadis, because that's,
I remember I read it.
It's a Cheskuni, and all the other Rishonim don't learn that way. So I just want to straighten that record out. Yes?
One of the aspects by Matthew is the of Governor Miller. This is now past events, both of which were done with substitutes.
Right.
And,
I said yesterday that the Kabbalim have a whole reason why all these things are done, whatever that word you said in English is, right?
And also Egyptian would be visible.
But Egyptian is not written.
It's not a criticism.
No, it's a fact. I'm not. And again, the Kabbalim are into this, that David HaMelech comes from three acts that we would call inappropriate. Nice light. Tamar and Bathsheba, three that the Malchus came out of. Again, this is all, Kabbalah, we're very busy with this, but since I don't know Kabbalah, I don't know what I'm talking about, so I'll just leave it right there. Yes?
The concept of babe being killed in the womb, that's a normal thing.
If a woman side meets that we kill her baby, there's no Shiloh.
No Shiloh.
Tomorrow, tomorrow. It's worth it, I know.
And she was quiet like a dove. In other words, she didn't dive and she accepted what was coming.
No. Davening and acceptance are not a contradiction. She didn't have kindness. Didn't complain. Dr. Gemara Weitzer. Dabar Achar, Michtam Shay Makasay Tama. He had his wound, was which is usually his place of Mila, which is usually wounded, was not necessary to wound. He was born Moho. Chenaylik Shumo, he was born, but he was had a bris already. He was born circumcised. It's Machloikus Tanoim, the Septa Shabbos. If a baby born circumcised needs Hatzavas Dam bris or not, whether we have to let some blood out. This is still not necessary to make a wound. Letting a drop of blood out is not a wound to the extent of Mila. So that's what it means, Chenaylik Shumo. What I'm trying to say is the Gemara is not picking sides, and that Machloikus Tanoim. Never Achar. Just like when he was young, he lowered himself. He was humble in front of those who taught him Torah. Same thing. When he got older, also he also lowered himself in front of bigger people to learn Torah. So Michtam is a lesson of humbleness. David, who's the symbol of humbleness, to learn Torah. Rashi, Makase Tama, Makam Mila Shuroi Lamako Hitam Tashalim was complete. So Hutzuch Lachasrai, there was never a reason to make it, Lachasrai to take something off. The Rakshim Tabusa Kadim Shemalach got loose Lach Shemalach. Lashim Mikhtim Shashatama Makase, Mikhilasai, Vatsai Zai. He was totally the same. Lenechsram Bissanusai. He didn't lose his anivus, but like Nishtanis, and it did not change. Right. You continue with the story of Yehuda and Tamar. She sent to her father-in-law, Yehuda, the following message. She sent him that message. Say, I'm pregnant from you. Why is she going this roundabout way? She should say to tell Yehuda, I'm pregnant from him. Why is she saying to the man who disowns this? Dr. Gemara, Amar Rav Sutra, Bar Tobi, Amar Rav, Amar Lam, Rav Chana, Bar Bizna, Rav Shim, Chsida, Amar Lam, Rav Yechim, Shim, Rav Shim, Ben Yechoy. Noyach Loi, Lodom, Shiyap, Alatim, Lutachim, Shereish. Person's better off being burnt in a furnace. Instead of embarrassing somebody, Barabim. She would not embarrass Yehuda at any cost, even at the cost of giving up her own life. I just want to finish. So she was willing to die rather than embarrass. So she said, listen, whoever this is, I'm pregnant. If Yehuda is willing to admit to save her life, that's fine. But she's not embarrassing him. Frank Tyson, So why do we say there's only three cardinal sins that a person has to give up their life for? Idolatry, adultery, and murder is the fourth one. Embarrassing somebody, Barabbas. So it's a machlokes rishonim. So Tosfos answers, you're right. Tosfos answers, you're right. But it's not the furish b'Torah. Since it's not the furish in the Torah, then we don't list it in the three. But Enoch Inami, Tosfos' pesach is that a person would have to give up their life rather than embarrass somebody, Barabbas. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam and the Miri, they say that the Gemara is using it to show you the severity of it. But in actuality, a person is not better. A person might be better off, but it's not an obligation. The Gemara is not obligating somebody. One second. The Gemara is not obligating somebody to give their life up. It's suggesting that it might be a good idea, but it's not an obligation. So Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn this Gemara? Yes. That's what I always say, but I looked at Tosfos, and Tosfos is right here, and he doesn't say that. So I was quoting Tosfos. I'm not saying nobody, again, Tosfos is right here. What? I have no idea. If you want to blame me, you can blame me, because I've said that many a time, but that's not what Tosfos says. I'm reading a Tosfos now. Again, before I read this Tosfos, I thought Tosfos said it. I looked at Tosfos, I saw he doesn't say it, so I'm not going to lie. Someone says it. But Tosfos says, because it's not before his b'Torah. That's what Tosfos says. No?
I didn't know anyone else asked me. What was the time frame between her realizing that she was pregnant in this episode?
As much as you want to make it.
That'd be showing.
Right. So, I don't know when she realized she was pregnant. She did not report to me, so I don't know exactly when she realized she was pregnant. The pasuk says that it was Nicker. They came and told Yehuda that she's Harlis Nunim. So, when that happened, whether she was in her third month, or fourth month, or fifth month, I have no idea. By the way, she gave birth at 7 months. So, must have been before 7 months. Right, Rashi and Chumash tells us Simon was out an olive because she gave birth at 7 months. Yes?
Do I remember incorrectly that Rashi told us that the temporary birth, people who give birth show at 4 months?
No, the Gemara says they show at 3 months.
3 months.
3 months. But there's a question, and I'm not sure whether a woman that gives birth at 7 months shows earlier. Because in those days, 7 months was not the same as 9 months. It was a different track. The 8th month baby didn't live.
She was carrying two.
Again. So I'll leave that up for speculation. Everybody can make up what she showed, and I'll go learn the Gemara Vayikra, because I don't know. Yes?
4 months is extremely good. You know, science greater than day.
Yes.
It's one of the ways in which people anticipate.
Self-inflicted. Don't think about it. She asked him to please recognize. Well, no has two meanings. It either means please or now. Either way. She used the word hacker. But Hakar Bishalavim, he was the one of the Shvatim, meaning he was one of the Shvatim, I guess he was a main Shevet, that told his father, Hakar Noach, Sain is Bin Chahi and Loi, recognize if this is Yosef's shirt when they dipped it in blood. But Hakar Bishuhu, he was told the same word when he was in trouble. Hakar Noach, Lemi, Noah Ein Loa Loshim Bakasha. Amalim Bakasha Minach. Hakar Bnei Barecha, recognize your Creator, and don't look away from me. I mean, don't let me die. Understand what's at stake here. Rashi? Zuk to Rashi? V'hi shokha, v'ish ha'she'i l'loi v'le shokha l'le'i m'mkha'ani hara, She didn't say I'm pregnant from you. Right? Why is Samadim Shalom? Why don't you tell him I'm pregnant from him? She would have already been burnt better than embarrassed him. She admits it's fine. The love to Sarovs, the loy to Galah, he has a dover she will not reveal. The heck of Haka Bisser, love of dover, she's a star boy, something that caused his father pain, or the Haka Bisru. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Vayaka Yehuda recognized it. Vayayman, he said, Tzatka Mimeni. Tzatka, she's right. Mimeni. It came from me. Did I skip? No. Hainu d'amar Rav Chana bar Mizna Rav Shimon bar Chasida. Yosef shekidi shem shemayim b'seisir, zocha v'yisifu lo yosef achas mishmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef sanctified Hashem's name in private when the wife of Potiphar tried to seduce him. It did not happen publicly. The Torah tells us about it, but it did not happen publicly. He zocha because he was mekadosh shem shemayim to have one of the letters of Hashem's name added to his name. Testimony to Yosef was put. That is Yehoisev. He was added to Hay. Yehuda, Shekidah Shem Shemai Befrahesia, it was a public admission. He was willing to sanctify Hashem's name by publicly admitting his own embarrassment because that's the right thing to do. Zachar v'nikra kula al shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His name is Yudkei Vavkei with a dalet in it. Now, the question is, he was named Yud at birth. So what do you mean he was Zachar? So I think the Mashar says, she named him because she wanted to thank Hashem, Apam Eidus Hashem. So she should call him Aida. Why did you call him Yehuda? Hashem put her mind to call him Yehuda, because later on, if Yehuda would do this, it would be Zaycha to earn that name. So instead of, this is I think the Mashal, so instead of naming him Aida, she named him Yehuda without necessarily knowing that the reason she's naming him Yehuda over Aida is because of this. But later on in life, he earned the name that he was named at the time he was born, because he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim b'Frahesia. I think the Bashar says that shot. Yes, doctor.
You know the question I'm going
to ask? No.
Gomer Brach, kind of, that she named Yehuda out of thanks, that her portion was greater than any of her sisters.
But
so does that argue on this?
No, I just said the Bashar asked the Tzkatra. And the Mashal says you would have named him Aida.
Again, it's too different.
Aida means I want to praise Hashem because I got a bigger chelik than my sisters.
Okay, I should have been listening better. I apologize. Well, what at birth, what did she call him?
Yehuda. That's what my chumash says.
Oda. Oda would have taken care of the thanks already.
Upon Oda Hashem. That's what Leah said. Oda Hashem. She just said, his name is Oda.
So it comes out, technically, it's really just an extra hay.
No, it's a yud.
Oda is all. Oh, Olive Vav,
Dalet Hay.
So you have Dalet Hay already.
So Dalet is not part of Hashem's name.
You have, so it's the whole name or just two letters of the name?
His name now has the whole name. Yehuda has all four letters.
She dropped the Olive. Yud Kei Vav Kei, she dropped the Olive. Before, it was.
Not before.
Yosef was one letter.
And Yehuda has the whole name of Hashem in it.
Here's two letters.
No. But if you feel better than saying that, you can say that. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The bottom line is he has the whole name of Hashem in him. That's the bottom line. Whether you would have had two before makes no difference. The bottom line is he now has Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei in his name. And Yosef does not. And the fact that Yosef has a Vav doesn't interest us. What was added to him was the Hey. Yehuda, nothing was added to him. But his name has Hashem's name in it. That was orchestrated by the Rabban Shlalem, so when he earns it later, he should earn his name. That's how the Mashal explains it. Yes, Doctor.
Did you see in any of the portions you looked at, is this hey is added in the Yehuda? First hey or the second hey?
I did not see. This is something for your department. I did not see.
I can tell you later if you're interested. What I'm referring to, you're correct. Because he actually has two names now. One is UK, and there's a different name, which is UK Bokeh. So he has two names, not one name.
But, again, I'm not going there. I do see a UK Bob, by the way, in his name.
Rabbi.
You're right, but very good. No,
yes, Harvey.
A very quick question on the previous piece, where Tamar uses na as a special plea or whatever it is. Does this imply that she had some doubt about whether Yehuda, who she knew very, very well, would actually do the right thing when confronted with it? Did she worry that this was going to be a struggle for him?
It definitely implies this, number one. And it definitely, by his answer that he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim B'Vehesya, seems that it was a struggle. The Targum Geinitzin in Parshas Vayeshev, when he recounts this, he elaborates on this very much. And he says that Yehuda made the following cheshbon: better to be embarrassed in this world than to be embarrassed in the next, and better to be burnt by embarrassment, because embarrassment is a certain kind of hot feeling with a fire that is over, that passes, than to be burnt in the next world in a eternal fire. That's the Lashon Targum Yonason in Parshas Vayeshev on Yehuda's thought process. So again, I'm talking, you know me, and you said this yesterday, you quoted me. When I talk about Yehuda, I'm very careful. But the Targum Yonason does make it sound like a thought process that Yehuda went through, and so does this Gemara. Now, how realistic was that Havamina that he wouldn't? I don't know. But it is being considered, both by this Gemara and by the Targum Yonason, who elaborates very long. There's a long Targum Yonason, both on her plea and on his response.
It's very interesting, because it shows that he was not fully formed until this moment, that this was a life turning point for him. It's very interesting.
In a certain point, I can't disagree with you.
No.
Let's just say, I would word it a little differently. His internal abilities came to fore.
Right. Did he manifest himself here?
A lot of people have a lot of internal abilities that never come out. His internal ability to be able to do this came out in the open. Yes, Doctor. Mm-hmm.
Which is, does the Targum Yonason use the term eternal fire?
I think so. But you can look it up. It's right there. Eternal fire.
I do so well in Arabic.
I go and say the following. And I'm really digressing. I don't like to do this. I once heard from about the show that, people get embarrassed. He didn't say it on this. People get embarrassed. A terrible embarrassment. Hashem should save us from embarrassment. Embarrassment is very hard punishment. But let's say a guy gets embarrassed in public in front of 1,000 people, totally embarrassed. He's terribly embarrassed. A day later, he's a little less embarrassed. A week later, he's a little less embarrassed. A year later, it's almost completely gone, with a very small residue left. In the next world, it never changes. The embarrassment that hits him when he gets up there is it never changes. It doesn't go away with time. It's there forever. So therefore, It's a. That's why I use that word forever. But I think the Targum Yannison uses that.
Gemara was showing it on your chest that the faces are marked forever, but it's a source of beauty.
I don't remember that. It says their faces are marked forever. It doesn't say it's a source of beauty. I don't remember that. As I said before, my memory doesn't necessarily always work. Yes?
The reason the Marsha that Rabbanan saw this from the Pasuk is it says, Vayakar Yehuda Vayomer, and then says, Vayakar Chaviyah. Doesn't say Vayakar.
Yeah, okay. Marsha is the Marsha. Very good. Thank you.
Where's our ability to help our family upstairs? I don't get that. The person Hashem has...
I'll tell you what, we can think of all that later on, because Gemara's going to get there, so let's wait for that later on. Gemara's not really going to get there, but at least it's a more interest. It's another opening. Okay, we'll see when it gets there. So let's take my right turn. Kimi shahayi de ba'amitzat kimi mani yatsis de basko v'amra. Ati tzal de tamar shnei b'nao. You saved Tamar and your two children from the fire. Chayecha, I swear, Shatamatu b'schuscha gimu b'necha min'ar. Maninu, Hanani Mishol Bazari would be thrown into fire. Because Yehuda admitted, they would be saved from fire. Tatka mimeni. He said, she's right, mimeni. It's from me. Minayada. How did he know that she didn't have a relationship with anybody else? How did he know it's him? Now, granted, he made a cheshvan. The Gemara Makkos does answer this as one of the answers. Then he figured it out. It's exactly the amount of months that it would be for me. So why should I think she had a relationship with anybody else? The Gemara here does not like that answer. The Gemara Makkos has two answers. The Gemara brings the other answer. How did he know it's him? Maybe she was misada with somebody else. Yatsu Sabasko Vamra Mimeni. Hashem said it came from me, Yatsu Kuchim. This is what I wanted. This hidden thing, I think Kuchim means hidden thing, came from me. I orchestrated this. He didn't. Layasaf. What is the word layasaf? Ayd ladata. Dr. Gemara, Amar Shmuel Saba Chamud, Rav Shmuel Barami, Mishmeder Rav Shmuel Barami. Kiva Shiyada, Shuv Le Pasak Nibena. He didn't move away from her. He, now that he realized what at stake as she was, that she did this all because she wanted Jibum and she wanted to have kings come out from her, he recognized her righteousness on a higher level, and he said, I want to stay married to her. How do I know Yasav Kameen, it didn't stop? A big voice by Matan Torah, and it didn't stop. Zuk Rashi, Meno Yadah, Shemimenu Himu Beres. Shemav Acherim Bo'olah. Hidden things. Yehuda. Tamar is supposed to have kings, and Yehuda is supposed to have kings. He's the lion. Kuchim means divrei seser. Gzeres hamelach. The secrets of Hashem. What are you looking into? Bebrachas gabechistia. That's why just to play the Gemara uses that word. So therefore, he stayed married to her because he saw what a big tzedekah she was. He knew she was a tzedekah before. He now knew she was a bigger tzedekah than that. What? He never stopped anymore from having a relationship with her.
He wasn't married to her originally.
No, but Yibum was a marriage. He did Yibum. Even though he didn't intend to do Yibum, but Yibamas, we learn you don't need intent to do Yibum. Yes?
I don't know if it's going anywhere. When a person does, we don't do Yibum today because people might just do it for the sake of being with a sister-in-law rather than Lashem Shemayim. So he did not do Lashem Shemayim, and nevertheless, the children came out of her, the descendants were...
Because Hashem orchestrated this.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened.
Right.
In other words, I assume that she never said to her, if you don't give me a son, then you're the next in line.
That's not what happened. He wouldn't marry her, and he wouldn't let his son marry her, because he killed two husbands.
Right. So if he might have been the third husband.
He didn't want to be he didn't want to volunteer for the job.
And if that's true, then was he Potter? That was Pottering him and his son from.
Correct. But the Maisa.
She had a different husband.
Because the Maisa, she didn't kill the two husbands.
Right.
And the Maisa, she was not guilty, right? The Maisa, they were guilty, not her. And the Maisa, she should have done Yibum. And the Rebbeinu orchestrated it that he should end up doing Yibum, so she should have kings and he should have kings.
And you did not know why the older boys, older sons, died.
Obviously not. It says he wasn't planning to do it. That's what I'm reading the Pesukim.
What about any other ways that B.L.C.B.S.?
Here is the story of thus. Right? We said yesterday that this was the Rebbeinu Shlom orchestrating this, and Yehuda basically lost his choice on this matter. We said this yesterday. So we still say we haven't changed since yesterday. I'm a day older, but I didn't change that. Yes. Yes. I got it to tomorrow. We crawl. Yes. Can't even walk. Yes. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. There is an aspect of much question which is interesting. I don't recall anywhere seeing Chalitza Kadamatatar.
No. That's never mentioned. Then again, this is the only case of Yibam that we know of, so it's not like you have any other stories to look at.
Rabban and others also,
By end, it's after Matan.
What is that, Yibam?
It's not so passionate. With Jews, not Jews, I guess if you want to learn Rus with the Mepharshim, you'll find out this is not for now.
Rabbi?
Yes.
The fact that Yehuda had the clues to have his descendants saved from fire, does that imply also that he had a struggle? In other words, would we say that Hashem would reward any of us in a measure-for-measure situation where we were already on automatic pilot? Or does that also imply a struggle?
It's the same struggle.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is that further proof that he had a struggle?
Seems to indicate, both in the Gemara and in the Targum Yainison, that Yehuda went through a thought process. Thought process indicates that it wasn't autopilot.
I was just wondering if this confirms it.
I think so, but again, I can't prove, yes, I think so.
Okay.
Sure, it's embarrassing. I don't care who you are. Embarrassing to tell the world that you had an out of wedlock relationship. And you're Yehuda. You're the head of the Shvatim. You're the Melech HaShvatim at that point. You're the Chashmas Neshevet. You're Yaakov Avinu's son. You stand for everything good and righteous. If a guy is living in town at that point and he hears the story,
I hear.
Yeah, of course, it was embarrassing. Terribly embarrassing. But he did it anyway. He did the right thing. At a cost of being terribly embarrassed. 100%.
He didn't just do it because other people, sometimes they come out with the truth.
He did it because it's the right thing to do. The right thing means it's Hashem Shemayim. That's what right thing means. Why do we do the right thing? I have no today.
Sometimes.
I don't know. Tanya Rabbanan. Avshalom b'sarei barad. Avshalom nizgah b'sarei. Avshalom rebelled about his hair. Now the Gemara is going to explain how we know Avshalom was carried away with his own hair. Nisiv. Shneva. Avshalom was a handsome person. Now, Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Olam means he's a Nazir for the whole life, but he's not like a Nazir Shimshon that can never take a haircut. A Nazir Olam, as far as a Nazir, is allowed to take a haircut periodically. These are all halacha l'maisha mitzinais. We're not getting involved in Masechtas Nazir now. In Meretz Hashem, one day we will get there. But at this point, we're learning Masechtas Saita. So, a Nazir Ilam, which means a Nazir forever, but at intervals, can take a haircut. It's a machloikas in Gemara Nazir, how often? But we're going to learn like one Mandiyama here. That's what Rashi learns. Yearly. Once every 12 months, he can take a haircut. And he brings Karbanas of Nazir along with that haircut. And he goes back, and his hair grows again for a year. Why does halacha come from? Where it comes from? We're not learning Masechtas Nazir now. We're not going there. That's the halacha. So Avshalom said he went to tell David that he wanted to go take a haircut. So it says there, Galcha is right, why make a jamli yamim yearly? Actually, Galcha used to be able to take a haircut. He covered all of the Galcha. The shokel asar Rishai. He waited. Masayim shkolim beven hamelach. It was 200 shkolim using the king's measurements, king's measuring stone. Now, why would you weigh your hair? Why is a person weighs their hair? Who cares how much his hair weighs when he cuts it off yearly? Dugan Mefarshim, that's the Rai. He was proud of his hair. He cut it off yearly, and he weighed it. Chashev, my hair. So he was Nizgoa Besarai. He had an arrogance about his hair. The proof of that is, this is why I saw one of the Mefarshim, I believe it was the Mashal, but I can't be sure, is because he weighed it. Why else would he weigh what he cut off? It's going to be burnt. To burn the hair. Tana, Evan Shanshi Tveri of Anshi Tzipuri Shaikurba. The same weight that's used in the time of the Brisa in the people of Tveri and Tzipuri. The Fichach Nitla Besara. Because his arrogance manifested itself in hair, he got hung by his hair. Shenemar, by Yikra Avshalom Avde David. Avshalom called in front of the servants of David. By he, Avshalom Reichel Aperet, he was riding on a mule. By Yavad Aperet, Tachas Shoivacha Allah Hakdaila, it came under the branches, I believe. Correct me if I'm translating it wrong. What did he say? Shoivacha Allah Hakdaila?
Branches.
Of the big tree. Dalad, what does it say?
Large elm tree.
Echazik Rosh Bahala, his hair got stuck in the elm trees that it is. Elm tree. Vayutan ben Hashemayim ben Aretz, he was suspended between the ground and the sky, meaning hanging from the tree by his hair. Right? Vaperet Hashatak of Avar. And the mule walked away. So here he is. He was on the mule. His hair got stuck in the branches. The mule left. He's suspended. The punishment came about through his hair. Why his hair? So the Mishnah told us he was in his car, Besarai. So his punishment came about by his hair. Let's catch up with Rashi. The Rashi makes him lishonim 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 shenazir haylam hayom. Magalagleach achas yud beis chaydish, and he took haircuts once every 12 months. Again, it's a machlokes in Masechtas Nazir, and what the source for it is in Masechtas Nazir, we're just taking Rashi's word for it. The car of Rashi, right? Talk to Gemara Baitre. Shakul Safsira. So, Avshalom took a sword he had with him. He wanted to cut himself off from the branch, meaning he should be able to fall to the ground. At that moment, the Bach adds, he looked down and he saw Gehenim. The Rebbeinu Shlaila made him see Gehenim. So if he cut off his hair, if he cut it off, he would fall straight into Gehenim. So therefore he didn't cut himself off. But then what happened was, Yayav killed him, and the Avdei Yayav, they stuck lances into him, as we had in our Mishnah. Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. By Yirgas HaMelech, the Melech got upset. David got very upset. Now, just let's put this in proper perspective a little bit. Avshalom launched a rebellion against David, his father. He was planning to kill him. At least that's what it sounds like. Even though the Gemara said that David didn't think Avshalom would kill him, but he was planning to kill him. He launched a rebellion, he was very successful. David had to escape Yerushalayim. David had two main advisors. One was named Achitofel, and one was named Hushi Arki. Achitofel was a turncoat. He joined Absalom's side against David. From being David's closest advisor, he went to the other side. Hushi Arki stayed with David. Hushi Arki came up with a plan. I don't know if it was his plan or David's plan. I'm not sure. I don't know David well enough. That he would go and make himself look like he joined Avshalom's side also. And he would give Avshalom bad advice. And therefore save David. Hushi Arki comes, and Avshalom accepts him. He figured, Achitofel turned, came to my side. So will Hushi Arki. So Hushi Arki is there, and Achitofel and Hushi Arki had an argument. It was nighttime. Should Avshalom pursue David now? Or should he wait till morning? Achitofel said, get him now. You leave David HaMelech alone for 12 hours, you're never going to get him. He's going to organize himself. He's going to dive into the Rebbeinu Shleilim. We'll have to ask, no, you want to kill him, you go get him now. Hushi Arki said, you don't go at night, you don't fight at night, David is weakened, he's running away, nothing to worry about, wait till tomorrow. But Davke, he said that, because he knew Achitofel was right. Avshalom listened to Hushi Arki. At that moment, Achitofel left and said, it's all over. He went and committed suicide. That's what the pasuk is. So this is Avshalom chasing David. They had this big battle the next day. Avshalom's forces got routed, as Achitofel had predicted correctly, that that's what would happen the next day. And Avshalom ran away. And he got suspended. He gets killed by Yoav's servants. And David is upset. He did not want Avshalom getting killed. Even though Avshalom had launched this rebellion, he still didn't want Avshalom getting killed.
What did he want to do?
And he wanted to reconcile. That's what David wanted to do.
King can forgive.
King can do whatever he wants.
For a rebellion?
Yes. Yes.
Just in terms of Derek and Tavis, the idea of not going to fight at night, not until the 20th century, he really didn't fight at night, as Stonewall Jackson found out.
Again, I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, I'm telling you a story that happened. That's why Hushi Arki said that. That Achitofel understood David HaMelech and he said, you just go get him. Right, we will continue mentioning him tomorrow.